The Blue Laboratory by L.T. Mead. When I decided to accept the offer of a situation as a governess in a Russian family, I bought, amongst other things, a small silver-mounted revolver and 50 cartridges. But before proceeding to tell this story, I had better say one or two words about myself. My name is Madeleine Rennick. I'm an orphan and have no near relations. When Dr. Chance, an Englishman, but a naturalised Russian, offered me 100 per annum to educate his two daughters, I determined to accept the situation without a moment's hesitation. I bade my friends adieu and reached St. Petersburg without any sort of adventure. Dr. Chance met me at the station. He was a somewhat handsome but near-sighted man on quite the shady side of 50. He was coldly polite to me, gave directions about my luggage, and took me straight to his house on the Ligovka Canal. There, I was received by Mrs. Chance, a lady in every respect the antipodes of her husband. She was of mixed Russian and German extraction, and had a manner full of curiosity, and yet thoroughly unsympathetic. My pupils were rather pretty girls. The elder was tall, and had the dark eyes of her father. She had a fine, open expression. Her name was Olga. The younger was small in stature, with a piquant face. She was called Marusa. The girls could speak English tolerably well, and the warmth of their greeting made up for their mother's indifference. "You must find it dreadfully dull here," said Marusa, on a certain afternoon when I had been a month in Russia. "Not at all," I replied. "I have long had a great desire to see Russia."
"You know, of course, that father is English. He has lived here ever since he was 30 years of age. He is a great scientist."
"How your eyes sparkle, Madeleine! Are you interested in science?" "I took a science trip off at Girton," I answered. As I spoke, I bent over the Russian novel, which I was trying to read. The next moment, a coldly polite voice spoke almost in my ear. I looked up and saw to my astonishment that Dr. Chance, who seldom or never favoured the ladies of his family with his presence, had come into the salon.
"Did I hear aright?" he said. "Is it possible that you, young lady, are interested in science?"
"I like it immensely," I replied.
"Your information pleases me. The fact is this. I came up just now to ask you to grant me a favour. At times I have intolerable pain in the right eye. To use it on such occasions makes it worse. Today I suffer torture. Will you come downstairs and be my secretary for the nonce?"
"Of course I will," I answered. The moment I spoke, Dr. Chance moved towards the door, beckoning to me with a certain imperious gesture to follow him. I felt myself, as it were, whirled from the room. In a moment or two, I was alone with the doctor in his cabinet. A gentleman's study in Russian houses is always called by this name. The doctor's cabinet was a nobly proportioned room, 2/3 of the walls being lined from ceiling to floor with books, a large double window giving abundant light, and a door at the further end letting in a peep of a somewhat mysterious room beyond.
"My laboratory," said the doctor, noticing my glance. "Some day I shall have pleasure in showing it to you.